What's in my fridge? Yes, indeed. What is in my fridge? It's me, Mike Bennett. Hello, and I'm at my fridge. This episode of What's in My Fridge was requested by Dave Mallon, so you've got him to blame for it. And Charlotte Cooper added a comment wondering whether there was any fish sauce still in here. Let's find out, shall we, as we look inside my fridge. Right. So what have we got? Sorry, I just need to move my microphone and my headphone lead around a bit. What have we got? What have we got? We've got some Activia yogurt. This is low-fat yogurt with no sugar, but, you know, that kind of weird sweetness stuff that's probably just as bad or worse. This is peach flavour, and it's very nice. I have some occasionally, as does Pauline, and so that's the Activia yogurt. Meanwhile, back in the fridge, we've got some Irish Creamery butter from Super Value, smooth and creamy dairy butter, 454 grams. Behind that, a jar of Tesco sun-dried tomato paste. Next to that, we've got half a butternut squash. And next to that, we've got some Flora Proactive, proven to lower cholesterol, margarine-y, buttery-type spread. Now, you may be wondering, what's with all the fat-lowering yogurt and, the fat-lowering spread and the low-fat yogurt? That's because I am on a bit of a fat-lowering thing, you know, because I want to get my cholesterol down because I don't want to die, basically. And so I'm cutting down on the old cholesterol. Pauline isn't so much because it doesn't have a problem, basically, but, you know, the doctor says I do, so obey the doctor. Next to that stuff, we've got two cartons of Tesco pink grapefruit with bits, juice from concentrate, 100% pure juice, and that's something I enjoy in the morning. Pauline, not so much, but me, yes. Second shelf, then, two parsnips from Super Value. The third parsnip was consumed last night. Behind that, we've got some Parmesan cheese, a dish, kind of, you know, like a bowl with some cling film over it and some cooked rice inside. Then we've got half an orange. I'm holding half an orange in my hand. Pauline likes to have some fruit for breakfast in the morning. And next to that, we've got 30% reduced fat hummus, which is very nice. I have to keep, every now and again, I have to stop and close the fridge door because otherwise the fridge kind of open alarm goes off back inside. And then we've got some Dubliner cheese from, you know, the Dubliner Cheese Company. Very nice. I don't know if you've ever had that. You may not be able to get it in the States, but you can certainly get it in the UK. Then we've got some Roquefort French cheese. Very, very nice. What we like to do with that is add it to our salad. Very nice in a salad. And what I like to do, little kind of culinary tip, is I put, when I'm making my dressing, I'll glug a good old amount of olive oil into a little sort of pot. To that, I add 2 tablespoons of cider vinegar, a dash of balsamic vinegar, and then a little bit of Roquefort cheese. And then I whip that all up into a dressing, thank you, into a dressing, and pour that all over the salad. And it's very yum, yum, yum. And of course, there's some Roquefort in the salad anyway. Beneath the Roquefort, there's an old ice cream tub now containing cooked rice. The cooked rice is for the dogs. We add cooked rice to their food every day because they like it and because it helps to keep their poo nice and firm. I won't go into any details, but it's just a good idea, said the internet. Anyway, down to the next shelf where we've got a pasta bake. Pauline made that for dinner last night. Or was it the night before? It was the night before because we had a roast dinner last night. Yes. Not on a Sunday, mind you. And it was very nice. But that pasta bake. Very nice. Yum, yum. Had that the other day. Next to that, we've got some natural yogurt from the Coconut Collaborative, even though it doesn't say yogurt on the front of the pot, which is pretty stupid if you ask me. But there you go. Natural unsweetened, the Coconut Collaborative, made with coconut milk, dairy-free, 90% coconut, great tastes, blah, blah, blah. But doesn't say yogurt. But it is yogurt. Next to that, we've got some Greek feta. And behind that, a bottle of Prosecco. Somebody gave me that as a gift for helping them with some English language problems a while ago, and we've not drunk it. It's been in there for about a year. So there you go. Interestingly, actually, we've given up drink for the last 6 months or so. You know, health reasons, money reasons. It's just a sensible thing to do, really, isn't it? And I'm feeling the benefit of it, I have to say. So there you are. No rush on the Prosecco. In front of that, we've got another old ice cream tub, this time containing some hard cheese, which one scrapes onto, pasta and whatnot. Beneath that, on the next shelf, we've got some roast chicken from last night and some roast potatoes that were left over. The dogs may get the roast potatoes, but they won't get the chicken. Next to that, we've got some salad in a lunchbox. That's my lunch. Every day, every morning, what we do now is Pauline takes the dogs out in the morning and I'll take them out in the afternoon. And so when she's out with the dogs in the morning, I will make a salad for her and for myself. And she'll take hers in a lunchbox to work and I will have mine here at home. And that there is mine. My lunch, that is. Behind that, we've got a jar of the green Vaseline. Do you remember that from the last fridge podcast? We talked about green Vaseline. That's Comfrey Vaseline, which is homemade. Pauline makes it. And it's very good for aches, pains, bruises, abrasions, sprains, all that kind of stuff. It's very good, very healthy and absolutely natural. And this batch of the green Vaseline is exceptionally green because she used more leaves in it this year. Next to that, we've got some green pitted olives in brine. In front of that, we've got some, I don't know how to pronounce this, it's an Italian word, capers in brine. Next to that, we've got some Red Thunder energy drink. It's very good, actually. You get it in Aldi, and it's about €1-ish for four. And it's exactly the same as Red Bull. So that's good, isn't it? You know, good value for money. Then down in the salad drawer, we've got some baby spinach, mild and tender. Behind that, there's a red pepper. There's a bag of carrots. There's not very much left, but this is a bag of kale. What's that? That's celery. There's 2.5 leeks there. Some of that went into the roast dinner. Some broccoli. Some cucumber. This is a little stump of cucumber left. And it is the last cucumber of the year. I grew some cucumbers in the greenhouse this year. I constructed a greenhouse from a kit. It was possibly the hardest thing I've ever done. And I really, really hated doing it, but it had to be done because it wouldn't assemble itself. Excuse me one moment. I'm just putting the headphone lead behind my back. So yeah, close the door. I was talking about cucumbers, wasn't I? Yes, cucumbers. Grew some cucumbers, grew some tomatoes in the greenhouse that I constructed with my own hands. And the cucumbers were very good. I was very happy with the cucumbers, but the tomatoes, not so. They were a bit, they were very nice, but they weren't unblemished. Do you know what I mean? You know, like when you get tomatoes in the supermarket, they're lovely and unblemished. These were a bit blemished. They had kind of sort of scabby appearance to them, some of them. I didn't know what it was, so I asked online, and of course people said various things. But the most common thing was that they were just too hot, and I should have had the doors and the windows open a lot more. So I know for next year. That's the salad drawer. In the door of the fridge, top shelf, we've got some Hellmann's established 1913 real mayonnaise as opposed to artificial mayonnaise. That's very nice. It's probably at or near its 3-month date. What's this now here? It's a super value tomato puree. Perfect for soups and sauces. Not much of that left. Next to that is some lemon squeezy, you know, the plastic container of lemon that you squeeze, like Jif, but not Jif. This is from the pantry, and it's lemon juice. Then in the door, the drinks door bit of the fridge, we've got some Avonmore Slimline Milk, fat-free, natch, enriched with iron, vitamins C and D, and folic acid, 0% fat. That is something, oh, so shut up, fridge door. That's something I have on my cornflakes in the morning. Back to the fridge, having to close it for the alarm there. Then we've got another thing. What is it with coconut products that they don't say what they are? This is a container of carton of cocoa, dairy-free, fresh-tasting and versatile original, free from lactose and soy with added vitamins, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't say on it that it's coconut milk. It is coconut milk because there's a large picture of a coconut with milk coming out of it. But you would think it would actually say coconut milk somewhere on the carton, wouldn't you? But no. Well, I mean, probably somewhere. Yeah, on the back. Dairy-free alternative to milk made with coconut milk. But that's in the small print. Anyway, neither here nor there. Then there's the currently opened pink grapefruit with bits, juice from concentrate carton, which is mine. That's nearly gone. And next to that, some Ballycross apple and carrot juice, unopened. The reason it's unopened is because we got it when we gave up drink about 6 months ago. And we thought, oh, that's probably a nice kind of thing to tipple at in the evenings and whatnot. But we didn't tipple at it, you know. It's still waiting to be tippled. It's obviously one of those things, isn't it? You know, I mean, you can always find enthusiasm for a glass of wine in the evening, but a glass of carrot juice, not so much. But anyway, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of What's in My Fridge. No fish sauce. No, Charlotte, no fish sauce. Hasn't been for a while. Should I get some? No, I don't really have the appetite anymore. Oh, the world moves on, doesn't it? Yes.